sad downer Christmas stuff, okay? Good morning, it's Brent Laux. You know, I sat here Friday morning and I said, it's okay, I'm just here for the day and Evan will be back on Monday. Well, Evan's not back on Monday, like so many people in our province. He's dealing with a bug and a tough one. Talked to him briefly yesterday as we were arranging today's program, and he's hoping that he's going to be back in the chair tomorrow, as we all are, right? Good morning. Yes, Brent Laux filling in today on the Evan Bray Show. We got a great morning on the way for you here today. I'm really interested in this one particular interview we've got coming up later on this morning with Dr. Howard Chertko. Dr. Chertko, raised in Saskatoon, lives in Toronto, and he does a lot of work with neurodegeneration, you know, your brain aging, that sort of thing. And he's going to talk about if you don't see family members for some time, and maybe Christmas is the rare opportunity you're finally together and you notice things are different, maybe with grandma or grandpa or mom or dad. He's got some good advice on that. But also, he's going to talk about the progress that is being made on research as it pertains to Alzheimer's and other degenerative brain conditions. We'll talk to him, Dr. Chertko, coming up this morning, just after 11:30. We'll hear some snippets from the Prime Minister's year-end interview with CBC. Jeff Smith, CJME City Hall reporter, is going to check in just after 9 here for our Regina listeners. In case you missed it on Friday, Regina City Council finally nailed down your mill rate increase. We'll get more on that with Jeff here coming up after 9 o'clock here. The Roundtable of Justice, and this is a segment on the Evan Bray Show that Evan just loves to do. I hope I do it justice today, as we've got three guests joining me between 10 and 11 from the world of law, and we're going to be talking about the Jordan ruling. You may not be familiar with it, as I'm not totally familiar with it, but I know the essence of it anyway. We're going to be talking to these three different people, three guests that will join us on the Roundtable of Justice this morning. Also on the way, Chris Garrett, Saskatchewan Realtors Association, the year that was for home buyers, home sellers in Saskatchewan, and how 2026 is maybe going to look in the real estate market, and a whole lot more. Oh, yes, and Dr. Sylvain Charlebois is going to join us to talk about food prices. I don't imagine he's got much good news there. But, you know, even though Evan Bray is not here in body, you still get to hear his voice. He left me this little nugget for the Monday morning coffee as he had a chat with Saskatchewan chef Dan Clapson.
I mean, we are really paying homage to our chefs, our culinary experts these days. We're uber focused on eating well at Christmas time, and this must be an exciting time for you too as a chef.
It's definitely a time of year that I cook a lot more than I normally do, yes. So I feel like it's all usually for like friends and family and colleagues. So that, yeah, there's a bit more, more love put into the food at this time of year.
When did you get your first kind of introduction to cooking in a way that you thought, I love this?
Actually, I mean, oddly, when I was growing up in Saskatoon, I was a line cook at Moxie's on 8th Street.
Yep.
So that was a really, really long time ago. At this point, Moxie's would have made most things from scratch. I don't know if it's quite the same these days. But, yeah, so that was really the time when I experienced an actual kitchen and how it functions. So I enjoyed my time there. But, I mean, I grew up in a family where, you know, we cooked everything from scratch. You know, always, like, every dinner was made from scratch. You know, whether or not it was, like, super dynamic or creative was another thing. But, I mean, it's just, like, always made with fresh local ingredients, which has really carried me through my career, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's some charm to that. I think about my mom raising three kids growing up. My dad was a farmer. My mom was a school teacher. So she'd get home after work. And sometimes that's where you get some of the best original cooking recipes, or the ability to open the fridge and throw a few ingredients together and make something that's great for supper.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I mean, these days, I can't even imagine having time to do that, you know? So I just like respect for all the parents out there that do make the time.
So can we talk a little bit about you've done everything from, I've seen lots of interviews that you've done. You've done writing for different magazines, cookbook. What do you enjoy about the industry outside of being actually in the kitchen? What do you enjoy about the work you do the most?
I mean, I find Canada to be a very dynamic place, and obviously I have a especially strong love of the prairie region as a whole, so Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, but I love exploring different places, whether that's in Canada or beyond, meeting new people. I love creative collaboration. You know, I've worked with like tons of chefs on fun events and drag queens and musicians and visual artists. And like, I just love, I think that food can always be a commonality. It's a great intersection for so many things. So I really try and explore that through what I do, whether that is writing or an event or something on TV.
I've read many times in write-ups about you that you've stayed very true to your prairie roots while serving up fresh dishes and perspectives. Can you talk about that? Is that important to you? And how does that come out in your cooking?
I mean, I spend a lot of time in Toronto for work, and it always never ceases to amaze me how little Torontonians know about other parts of the country, aside from maybe like Montreal. So I feel like that's has kind of, I joke about it, but it's like everything I do to celebrate the prairies, I do to educate my Toronto friends. I often joke because it's just like, I think it's such a dynamic place to be from. And, you know, it's a obviously a farming mecca, right? So many major, major ingredients that are shipped like around the world come from places like Saskatchewan and Manitoba. So it's pretty incredible once you actually dig into it.
What's the process like writing a cookbook? I've interviewed lots of authors before who have talked about their journey writing a fiction novel, for example. But what is it like putting together a cookbook? What was that like?
I mean, I'm a pretty candid person. I used to review restaurants for a long time. But I thought the process was extremely difficult and at times very frustrating. I don't know if a lot of cookbook authors may talk about a lot more flowery about it. But it
excuse
was
the pun.
Really... Yeah, exactly. It was difficult because when I came up with this idea for the book Prairie, which is co-authored by Twyla Campbell, who's like a former food writer based in Edmonton, I wanted to showcase contemporary prairie cooking. And I think the idea sounds simple, but it actually wound up being a lot more abstract than maybe we thought it was going to be. So I think we spent a lot of time really developing recipes and coming up with things. We all obviously had our base recipes that we know and love and cook all the time. But, you know, when we're trying to celebrate what is prairie, it actually became quite abstract, I thought. So I think that was a lot very challenging along the way. But I mean, the book process is a very long one with the publisher. Like my book is out through Penguin Random House, and it's a very long process. Like I'm probably going to be working on my second book this year, but it won't come out till 2028. Like that's how long it takes. So you definitely don't always reap the benefits of the book until like much after it comes out, you know, in terms of like career success and whatnot. So we are lucky that this book has been, it's been evergreen and it's kind of still selling a lot right now. It always sells a lot in the Christmas season, and it's rewarding because you put so much time into something and you have to ask yourself, like, will anybody buy this? You know,
It's, you know, it's interesting, Dan, listening to you say that. Dan Clapson is my guest, Saskatchewan born chef. He's an author of a new cookbook. It's interesting to you say you have to wait some time to reap the benefit of the reward of your work, because that's the opposite of cooking. I mean, cooking, you create it and then usually you get to see people enjoy your work. So very different being an author.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My closer friends sometimes will quiz me on my cookbook and be like, what's the next ingredient in this recipe? And they're like, I just try and guess. Like, nope, that's wrong. It's like, recipe. But I mean, there's like 120 recipes. So it's, you know, it's like you can't remember it all. But.
I remember talking one time with a musician, a singer, who talked about the song that eluded him, the song that he wanted to be able to sing. But every time he tried, he had trouble hitting a note. He had trouble. There was just something about it. Is there a recipe like that for you?
Yeah, there was actually a few recipes from the book that we pulled, partially some because it wasn't, the end result wasn't great. There was one recipe that I love, and it's prairie and it's ingredients based, but it does involve some like Thai curry paste and stuff. It basically is like a chicken pot pie, but with some Thai flavors mixed in. And it was a recipe, it was one of my first things I like kind of learned to cook as a young adult, and I really wanted to include it in the book. But it was a recipe that I first had to heavily edit the recipe and kind of batch it down, and then we just could not get it to look good in photos, so we tried to shoot it 3 times, and then we actually just took it out of the book. And there was a few recipes like that where we just sometimes you just can't get it fully right, whether it's a picture or the recipe. And it's just bound to happen though.
I'm curious, Dan, doing what you do, you're a chef, you have written a book, you do critiques, you're a well-known speaker when it comes to culinary work. Do you, in your downtime, still like to cook? Like, is that how you can relax?
Yes, I actually find it quite cathartic. I do love cooking. I mean, I don't love cooking a multi-course dinner for 10 friends. So, I mean, I do, but it's like, you know, that's a lot of work. But if it's just me at home making like a soup or simple pasta sauce, like things like that, I do find quite calming. Yes, you know, put on some tunes and like it's a good time.
Do you bake as well?
I'm getting better. I'm a really bad baker, but I've been trying this year to get better. Like I can make some decent brownies now and blondies and things like that.
We're a couple of days away from Christmas here. What's your go-to if you're in the kitchen, you're in charge of the Christmas meal? What are we going to see on Dan Clapson's table?
It depends on the situation, what I'm doing. I mean, I do love making a gigantic turkey and like, you know, using the drippings to make gravy. I love all that. One of my favorite things, I spend a lot of time, I work abroad based out of Prague about 3 months a year, non-consecutive. And there I've really kind of fallen in love with Czech cuisine and Czech applications in the cooking world. And one thing they love to do there is make savory bread pudding. And that's really definitely become a staple of my holiday dinner where it's like, you know, day old bread kind of torn up with like a bunch of cheese and eggs and caramelized onions and mushrooms. And like, it's so delicious. And I find that, in Czechia, they do bread pudding really well. And I've definitely adapted that for my holiday dinner.
Well, I have appreciated having you join us this morning for a chat. Your cookbook, Prairie Seasonal Farm Fresh Recipes, Celebrating the Canadian Prairies, is a must have. Perhaps it'll show up in a few stockings this Christmas. Dan, this has been a great chat. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's fun.
And our Monday morning coffee, you get to hear Evan Bray as he had that conversation with Saskatchewan chef Dan Clapson. For the rest of the show, you got little old me. Good morning, Brent Lugs, filling in for Evan. We're hoping that he's healthy and back in the program here tomorrow. Anything on your mind today, keep in mind on the Monday morning, we have open phones, 9:15, but you can certainly call or text anytime. You got something positive you want to share as we head towards Christmas or something bugging you, whatever it is, 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Brent Lugs filling in on the Evan Bray Show on CKOM and CJME.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit break.
Are you one of those people that waits till it's almost Christmas to buy your Christmas tree? Are you kind of Scrooge-like that way, thinking, oh, I'll just hold off. They'll be cutting the prices as it gets closer to Christmas, if you can find a Christmas tree. Good morning, Brent Lauchs, filling in today for Evan Bray. We're hoping he's healthier and back with us tomorrow in the chair as we head towards Christmas. Gosh, what a frightening situation up at Emma Lake on the weekend here. The Lakeland Fire Department posted this on their Facebook page. They say that just after 11 Saturday morning, they got a call that a cross-country skier had fallen through the ice at Emma Lake up near Waskasoo. I can't imagine what it was like for that person. They posted a picture on the Lakeland Fire Department Facebook page, and really all it is you can see way out on the ice. They say it was about 150 meters offshore, and you could see one or two people out there, I'm guessing, as they were working to get this person out of the water. I have no idea at this time how long that person was in the water. We do know that they were able to get the person out of the water, and there was an ambulance waiting on shore. We haven't got any new information as to the condition of that person. But it was interesting just seeing the comments on the Lakeland Fire Department's Facebook page after people saw that, and they were saying, oh my gosh, well, we drove our car out on the ice at Emma Lake, and saw someone else posted saying they had been out ice fishing and cut some holes, and they said they found ice was 13, 14 inches thick. Well, clearly, it's not consistent as this person who was cross-country skiing went through the ice at Emma Lake. And last week, if you saw it, the Saskatchewan Water Security Agency was just reminding people to use lots of caution and be sure the ice is safe before you head out on a lake, a pond, or a river. And they say the problem is that we've had this fluctuating temperatures. We've had some bitter cold, but we've also had some mild above normal days. And with that, they say ice conditions may not be stable And they just advise you to take extra precautions. I can't imagine. You know, every year you hear about vehicles going through the ice. That'd be frightening. But this person, we hope everything turned out okay with this individual that fell through the ice. And you think just the response time for the fire department and then the ambulance, that person must have been in that ice-cold water for some time. But job well done on the Lakeland Fire Department for getting them out, hopefully safe and sound. And, yes, be careful out on the ice. A lot of people are heading out ice fishing and that over the Christmas holidays. Just make sure you got good thick ice there. On this Monday, the 22nd of December, this is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's filling in on CKOM and CJME.